News in brief at Press TV, the autopsy on a mentally ill black man who was killed by Los Angeles police officers back in August shows that he was shot at close range. The autopsy report also suggests that Izzel Ford had been shot three times, and the report was published after residents complained of a lack of transparency in police investigations. A mass grave containing the bodies of anti-ISIL tribesmen has been found in eastern Syria. The grave contains 70 people believed to have been executed by ISIL terrorists. Most of the bodies are reported to be from Shatat tribe. A similar mass grave was found in the same area back on December the 17th. And Israeli forces in the West Bank have opened fire on Palestinians, killing at least one teenager and injuring three others. One teenager was shot dead and another injured near the city of Nablus while throwing stones at Israeli forces' vehicles. Separately, two teenagers were wounded in the village of Beit Amar in Hebron. Palestinian officials at the United Nations have presented a final draft resolution to the Security Council on the recognition of the Palestinian state. Now, the draft calls for an end to the Israeli occupation, declaring East Jerusalem al-Quds as the capital, settling the issue of prisoners and halting settlement construction. And in France, more doctors join a nationwide Christmas time strike in its second week. Hundreds of out-of-hour medics have now joined the walkout amid reports that hospital accident and emergency rooms are being stretched to the limit. General practitioners and specialists walked off their jobs over tough schedules and working conditions. A new poll shows many Canadians believe the government has failed to find solutions to the society's biggest troubles. About 70% of those surveyed accused the government of Prime Minister Stephen Harper of making some of the problems even worse. Nearly 60% have no more trust in his government. And Bahraini prosecutors have charged the leader of the main opposition bloc with promoting violence against the regime. He's also charged with insulting the Interior Ministry publicly and inciting people to break the law. Another charge against the Shia leader is calling for foreign interference to support regime change. Meanwhile, fresh anti-regime demonstrations have been held in the Bahraini capital of Manama, as well as in several villages, including Bilad al-Qadim, Sitra, Diraz, and Samahij. Demonstrators condemned the regime's crackdown on dissent and slammed the Bahraini courts for handing disproportionate jail sentences to activists. Regime forces fired tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse protesters.